Hello and thanks for tuning in. For Municipal World, I'm Sean Meyer. This is the MW Shares podcast, where we share the stories of communities from coast to coast to coast. These are the stories of local government, the celebrations of success, the sharing of lessons learned, the cautionary tales, and the keen insights into what lies ahead for municipalities. Thank you for joining us for this special episode of MW Shares, sponsored by AMCTO. Our guest today is Danielle Manton. Danielle, the 2025-2026 AMCTO president, is also the general manager of corporate services for the city of Cambridge. With more than 20 years of experience in municipal service, Danielle is an accredited Ontario Municipal Committed Leader and Volunteer with the Association and the broader municipal sector. Today, we will be discussing new research from AMCTO regarding the serious and growing impacts of harassment and incivility at the local level. This topic is especially relevant to municipalities as ongoing reports and news stories highlight rising incidents targeting municipal staff from both council members and from the general public. Welcome, Danielle.
Thanks, Sean. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's just get into this. You guys have done some serious research on an important topic. Where did this all come from? How did it come to be?
Thanks for that question. Well, we began hearing more and more stories from our members about harassment and incivility in their workplaces, and stories that were, quite frankly, deeply concerning and unfortunately far too common. So in response, AMCTO launched a focused research survey between May and July of this year, 2025, to get real data, not just anecdotes, about what our members were really experiencing and municipal professionals across the sector were experiencing. We really wanted to understand better when and how staff are facing harassment and incivility, whether that's from members of council or from the public. So the new research that we've gathered and the data behind those stories really kind of helps tell that story to us to help us better understand. And the results are really helping us shape our next steps on how we can support members and design better programming and hopefully work collectively with other associations to tackle this issue.
Well, that leads us into the natural next question. So what did you find?
Well, the findings are quite stark. We learned that 85% of respondents have personally experienced or observed harassment from the public, and 94% have reported experiencing incivility. From council, 66% of respondents reported harassment, and 77% reported incivility. We also saw that equity-deserving groups are disproportionately affected. They experience both harassment and incivility more frequently and more severely. So overall, the data we collected paints a clear picture that the current climate in many municipal workplaces is starting to take a toll on staff's health, the morale and well-being of staff. And while our results may not be entirely surprising to those that are currently working in the sector, the scale of the issue is rather alarming and confirms that we need to do much more to ensure municipal workplaces are safe, respectful, and supportive for all staff.
You're right. Those are some shocking numbers. Mm-hmm. Did you find any positives coming out of your research?
Yes. And it's important to highlight the positives for sure. While the findings are concerning, the reality is that not all interactions between staff and council and the public are negative. Sure. Across the province of Ontario, there's a lot of examples of positive collaborative relationships between teams that are working well together and achieving great outcomes for their communities, and positive relationships in working between council and staff as well. So we want to really keep sharing all of those stories because they help remind us what's possible when respect and collaboration are at the center of local government and the services we deliver. And they help remind us what's possible when respect and collaboration are really at the forefront.
What a novel idea that, yes, a lot of people should remember. So how is AMCTO supporting members who have experienced harassment and incivility?
Well, thanks for that question. Supporting our members is really at the heart of everything that AMCTO does. First of all, we're continuing to advocate on members' behalf, including pushing for amendments to Bill 9 to ensure that stronger protections in place. We're also creating more spaces for members to connect with one another and share and support each other, whether that's through their regular zone meetings or our mentorship program, our annual conference, or online forums that we organize. We're expanding our tools and professional development resources for staff, such as our Cultivating Civility Masterclass from the Kalen Academy, and offering some other opportunities through our Leadership Hub as well to members. We're also really encouraging our members to celebrate their achievements and celebrate one another through initiatives like Local Government Week and our AMCTO Awards program.
For sure.
And if I might, I want to highlight, because it will bring some comfort, I think, to members that are currently possibly struggling with incivility in their workplace. Is looking to host a specialized professional development forum early next year focused on harassment and incivility in the municipal workplace. So I know that I personally am quite excited to see that come forward.
I'm sure that would garner a lot of attention. Absolutely. So you brought up Bill 9 there just a moment or two ago. Mm-hmm. What are some of the changes AMCTO is trying to get pushed forward in terms of just how that bill's going to unfold?
Yes. So AMCTO remains concerned that Bill 9 just doesn't go far enough to protect our municipal staff. Ahead of the legislature's return, we joined other municipal associations in a joint letter to the province calling for some stronger amendments. Some of the things that we are asking for are whistleblower protection so that staff can report misconduct safely and without reprisal, independent oversight through a provincial integrity commissioner panel that would consist of free of local political pressures, more reasonable threshold for removal and replacing unanimous council support with a two-thirds majority, and recognition of workplace discrimination as a code of conduct violation, so changes to codes of conduct, proportional penalties, including suspension and removal for serious acts and ineligibility to rerun for two terms, automatic leave for criminal charges, ensuring accountability and public trust, and minimum standards and training for integrity commissioners. And then finally, we've requested a clear duty to report, making it everyone's responsibility to ensure safe and respectful workplaces.
So that's some very interesting information, Danielle. Now, what if a staffer was to approach you or someone in your position and say, this was happening? What do you recommend they do? What sort of steps can they take up in the moment?
Well, thanks for that question, Sean. I definitely think that if anyone in their municipal setting is experiencing incivility or just unacceptable behavior, I think it's really important that you seek guidance from your supervisor or manager or director, your leadership group, to really try and work through what your options are in those situations. I know sometimes these things are unpredictable and can just happen to us as well. So for a leadership team to actually have a good handle on the fact that this is becoming maybe something that is on the rise, it's important for them to know that so that they can build in to their existing customer service policy some permission space for staff to understand how to conduct themselves when serving our communities, but also possibly coming up against some unwanted behavior. The other option is to consider the signage that you have in your facilities and your public spaces. We're seeing that a lot more in even just commercial stores and retail centers, where you'll see that staff, you know, do not tolerate negative behavior or abusive language. We're seeing that more in municipal settings as well at our service counters. Mm-hmm. So that's an option. And then lastly, I think it's really important as we continue to see behavior change in our community. I think it's important that municipalities take a look at establishing a public conduct policy. And that just becomes a guideline that helps establish acceptable behavior for interactions for a public organization like a municipality, and outlines consequences for possible misconduct. And, you know, really kind of provide staff something to lean on to ensure a safe, respectful, and efficient environment for the public and staff by defining really what looks like an inappropriate behavior and what harassment and discrimination looks like or violence looks like, and then kind of some steps to really guide them through those processes to interact with the public. At the end of the day, we don't want to take away somebody's right to access service, but we also have a right to and an obligation to protect staff in municipal settings. So a policy can really help with that process. And lastly, I'll just mention that AMCTO for members does have a member space where members can reach out to one another and share these types of documents or policies.
Okay.
So that's an important piece for our members to also remember. If you're not a member of AMCTO, then I highly recommend you consider looking into becoming a member, because if you are working in any sort of a public service role, AMCTO provides you with so many resources and options to consider in your day-to-day work.
That's a very excellent point. So where can people go to learn more about this research and the important advocacy work that you're doing?
Well, thanks for that, Sean. All of this information, including the key findings and member resources, is available on our website at amcto.com. Members can also access our member toolkit, which includes practical supports and materials to continue these conversations with our organizations. And we really encourage everyone to take advantage of the resources that we have to offer and to keep talking about this issue, sharing your experience, and supporting one another. And that's because real change really starts with building awareness and with a commitment to make every municipal workplace a place of respect, collaboration, and support.
All very important things and an important topic to be discussing these days. So thank you, Danielle, for spending a little bit of time with us.
Thanks for having me.
We'd like to hear your ideas. If you have a topic that you would like to see covered in a future episode, simply drop us an email at stories@municipalworld.com. Also, don't forget to share and subscribe.